With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a speech at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference, former President Trump said Christians cannot afford to sit on the sidelines of this election.
The radical left is trying to shame Christians, silence you, demoralize you, and they want to keep you out of politics. They don't want you to vote. That's why you have to vote. They're counting on you now, because if you vote, no, we cannot lose. They don't want you to vote. But Christians cannot afford to sit on the sidelines. If Joe Biden gets back in, Christianity will not be safe in a nation with no borders, no laws, no freedom, no future.
The former president finished off the day with a massive rally in Philadelphia, promising massive deportations on day one if elected in November. President Trump continues to dominate in the polls. New studies find that the former president has a major advantage over President Biden, whose approval numbers have hit historically low. Rasmussen found that Trump has nearly a double-digit lead on Biden with just 5 months until the election. Also at SRNnews.com, a U.S. aircraft carrier is in South Korea for a three-way exercise with Japan. Rear Admiral Christopher Alexander, the commander of Carrier Strike Group 9.
The timing of the exercise has been well planned out. This was not meant to be a message. It's not in response to Russia and North Korea coming together. Our alliance, we have worked together for well over 70 years. This is one exercise that is continuing to strengthen our relationship, continuing to strengthen the interoperability between our two great navies.
Toyota is recalling about 145,000 SUVs due to an airbag problem. This is SRN News. Turkey expels 9 Christian missionaries.
The country's highest court has ruled that the men and women will have to go because their efforts to spread the gospel constitute a, quote, national security threat. Turkey has expelled nearly 200 foreign missionaries since 2018 under draconian new national security laws. Critics say it's all about President Erdogan's campaign to make Turkey more overtly Muslim. He's also been converting churches into mosques. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Florida public school employee faces firing because she allowed her son, who was living as a girl, to play on the girls' high school volleyball team. An anonymous tipster at Monarch High School notified a Broward County school board member that the 16-year-old was playing on the girls' varsity volleyball team. It's a violation of state law that bars males from playing on female sports teams or using female restrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. They're calling it the Fountain of Youth inside a weight room of a gym.
Don't be afraid of signing up for weight training at the gym and going 2 to 3 times a week. That's the advice of Dr. Marcus Bamman, a research scientist at the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. He says men and women in their 60s can develop the same muscle strength and function as those in their 30s after just a few months. Bamman says first check it out with your doctor to make sure it's okay, and then find a gym with a good instructor to teach the proper way to do weight resistance training, which he calls the Fountain of Youth. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 71-year-old woman in Texas is making history. Marissa Teo, now the oldest contestant to compete in the Miss Texas USA pageant. The Miss Universe organization recently changed the rules and removed age limits for contestants over 18. More details at SRNnews.com.